We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting meritassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Happy Veterans Day to you, Brevard County. This is Bob Arthurs, and you are listening to the Refresh Radio broadcast. We want to say thank you to all of the veterans and their families out there. Thank you for your service, for your sacrifice, and for your love for America and the freedom that you have helped to maintain. And like we've mentioned on the previous couple of broadcasts, if you do not have a study Bible, or if you're facing some challenges in your personal life or in your family, and you would like a military study Bible, it's called the Warrior Bible. It's filled with study notes written by military personnel for military personnel and their families. Deals with the unique issues that you deal with, and we have a few of those that we're able to give away. And so if you would, if that would be a blessing to you, contact us at 454-4263 and let us know how to get in contact with you, your name, address, and that stuff, and we'll be more than happy to send one out to you free of charge. It's about a 30-some dollar Bible, if I'm not mistaken. And so it is quite a benefit, quite a blessing. And so if we could be of help to you in that area, contact us and let us know. We're also preparing this week. We'll be going out to a street in our neighborhood and letting them know that we're going to be coming and blessing them with a free Thanksgiving dinner. And so if you're interested in helping in that area, you can contact us at 454-4263 or meritassembly@hotmail.com, and we can give you instructions on that as well. We want to say thank you to Creative AC Solutions, 759-3284, 759-3284. I don't know if you've been without air conditioning, but if your AC is ever broken, you understand how important it is, and Creative AC Solutions can help you get yours back up and running if you're here in the central Brevard County. So if you need their assistance, call Creative AC Solutions, 759-3284. Just a couple of notes. I believe that the banks are closed today because of Veterans Day, or at least one of my banks is. My personal bank is closed, but I believe most of them are. And I believe the post office is also closed. So if I'm wrong on those two things, I apologize, but it might save you a trip to the post office if you go there like I do to get your mail every day. And, you know, every once in a while, one of those holidays slips up where I go to the post office and says, oh, man, there's no mail delivery today. So anyway, just share that information with you to help out a little bit. Let's get back into 2 Peter chapter 2. We're looking at this passage of Scripture where Peter, the Holy Spirit, are helping to equip us and deliver us from lifestyles that would result in judgment instead of blessing. I always like to be blessed. I don't like to end up being condemned. That's just the reality. And so let's go back to verse number 9, 2 Peter chapter 2, verse number 9. Do want to let you know we do have our vintage service today, our kids ministry tonight, and we would love to see you out at either one of those things. Our vintage service meets at 11 a.m. Our children's ministry starts with a free dinner at 6 o'clock, and at 6:30 we break into our various classes. And so that's what we have going on tonight. Those classes are done at 7:45, so plenty of time for the kids. And the other thing I heard about today is that school is out. So if your kids told you, hey, we're going to school today, you might want to double check on that. But hopefully you are got that well under control at this point in time. So let's look 2 Peter chapter 2, verse number 9. It says, then the Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptations and to reserve the unjust under punishment for the day of judgment, and especially those who walk according to the flesh in the lust of uncleanness and despise authority. They are presumptuous, self-willed. They are not afraid to speak evil of dignitaries, whereas angels who are greater in power and might do not bring a reviling accusation against them before the Lord. So today we're going to be talking about blasphemy. Blasphemy is a word that is used very sparingly in our modern society. It's a word that's got a lot of religious connotations to it. But if we break it down to a very simple definition, blaspheme means to, very simply, to speak evil of. To speak evil of. And so we're not supposed to be doing that. Now, it says that these people here who are receiving special treatment and being kept and reserved for judgment, which is going to be or punishment on the day of judgment. So God is telling us about this for a couple of reasons. One is if we are noticing these traits in people around us, that we are supposed to get away from them. We're supposed to understand. I had a friend tell me that he is at a conference and someone asked the pastor how he responded to people with these traits, and a pastor is a very large church, and he says, well, if I encounter a person in my church with these traits, I normally go out into the foyer and I cry to the top of my lungs, woof, woof. And he says, that's what I do. I warn them about people with these type of attributes and with these type of characteristics. And the one that we're talking about today is they speak evil or they blaspheme dignitaries. And what I just want to give you a simple definition of dignitary, and that is that it is someone who is supposed to be treated with dignity. And these people have no qualms speaking evil about people or principalities, angels, the Father, the Son, or the Holy Spirit. They have no problem speaking evil about people or beings that God said should be treated with dignity and respect. They have no qualms about it. They're not afraid to do it. Now, I don't know about you, but there have been more than one occasion in my life where there was something that I didn't want to do because I was too afraid to do it. My parents tell me about a time when I was in school and we were having a moment of intense fellowship, and they tell me about this, and I've got no reason to doubt it. And they realized that during the intensity of that moment that there was a temptation rising up inside of me, and they addressed it. And I said, you know what? That's not what I'm going to do here. And so I didn't do what I shouldn't have done. I managed to avoid the temptation. And so these people, they're not afraid to do it. They've got no hesitation about it. Remember, they're presumptuous, they're self-willed, they're self-driven. It's all about their perception and their drive, and so they're not afraid to blaspheme or speak evil about their dignitaries in their life. So I want you to know that the world has no problems tearing someone else down so that they can build themselves up. That's a world philosophy. That's a carnal philosophy. The world has no problem stabbing somebody in the back that's got a position that you want. And so they will do that. And a lot of times they do that not with actual knives or anything, but they actually do it with their speaking evil of the dignitaries. And so these people, they're not afraid of it because it's all about them getting to where they want to be instead of what God has for them. It really is a covetous type thing where they said, God, I want this, and that person has it, and so I'm going to lay hold of it. And we are not supposed to be coveting. So these people are not afraid to blaspheme. You know, and Jesus said that if we blasphemed the Father, if we spoke evil of our Heavenly Father, that there was still forgiveness available for that. And, you know, Jesus, he said, if you blaspheme, if you speak evil about the Son, there is forgiveness that is available for that. And we can see that demonstrated, both of those principles, we can see demonstrated in the Scriptures, because Israel, a lot of times, spoke evil about God. They blasphemed not just with their words, but with their lifestyle, and yet God still longed to forgive them. And so he so loved the world, not just Israel, but the world. Israel has a special place in his heart. They are his covenant people, but he loves the world. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. These were people who speak all sorts of evil against the Heavenly Father, and yet he still has a heart to forgive them. It's demonstrated in the life of Jesus because they spoke evil about Jesus. They made false accusations against Jesus, and when it was all said and done, he was on the cross and he said, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they are doing. So there's forgiveness if you speak evil about the Father. There's forgiveness that's available even if you speak evil against the Lordship of Jesus Christ. But there is one entity that we are told that we are not supposed to speak evil of. We're not supposed to blaspheme, because there's no forgiveness that is available for that. And that is if we blaspheme, if we speak evil about the Holy Spirit. Now, I'm telling you, we don't need to be speaking evil about dignitaries, period. And I'll bring that into a practical set here in just a moment. But we definitely need to be on guard about speaking evil about the Holy Spirit. And so I don't like Holy Spirit jokes. I'm Pentecostal. And some people have, they take a liberty and they start joking about the Holy Spirit. I don't want to go there. I want to stay as far away from the concept of blasphemy, especially blaspheming the Holy Spirit, as I can be. Call me extremely conservative. I don't care. I want to stay as far away from that sin as possible. I have been told that there are actual websites that atheists have put up and other organizations that were designed to get teens to intentionally blaspheme the Holy Spirit. They said, we so want nothing to do with God. We want nothing to do with heaven. We don't want anything to do with Jesus. And so the best way that we can guarantee that is to set up this website, and we're going to blaspheme the Holy Spirit. And, you know, you don't just stumble upon that sort of website. You have to go there intentionally for the most part. You know, occasionally you may be clicking on, like I read my news on the internet, and sometimes I will be trying to click on a link and all of a sudden my page resets and it scrolls up or it scrolls down and I end up at a page I didn't want to go to. That might happen in a news story. But you don't get to a blasphemy page by accident. And I want you to know that that's normally not the first step that you are going to get to. Before you begin to blaspheme the Holy Spirit, you're going to be speaking evil about other dignitaries in your life. You're going to be speaking evil about your mom or your dad, which God said you're supposed to treat with honor and dignity and respect. You're going to be talking about your pastor or your government officials. Those are things we're not supposed to do that. God says there's judgment and punishment that's awaiting for people who do that, not blessing. Nothing good comes from that. Nothing good comes from that. And so I want to tell you that it's not a trivial matter. It is not just a difference of opinion. It is a heart inclination of sin that needs to be addressed. If that is something that is an active area in your life, I want you to be on guard about that. Ask God to forgive you and get it out. Get every root, every branch. You know, my wife one time went for a dental procedure, and it took them six times to get all of the various roots out of that situation. It took six different procedures. I don't care how many times you've got to come and say, God, I don't just want it out. I want this blasphemy out of my life. I don't want to be guilty of it anymore. I get some newsletters that come into my inbox, and one of them is a Charisma newsletter. And last Wednesday, it normally gives me like five little articles there in the newsletter, and it had a column that had been written by Billy Graham, and it talked about this particular column is kind of like a Dear Billy instead of Dear Abby, because it deals with spiritual matters. And this person had written an article and talked about a friend of theirs that was constantly tearing down and criticizing their pastor. And Billy Graham's response was, you need to talk to that person, because what they don't realize is that it's sin, it's blasphemy, it's speaking evil. So most of you that are listening to this program, I don't know, I'm not your pastor. You should have a pastor at church, but I can tell you that I have been in restaurants where I heard people speaking evil of their pastor. They didn't know I was a pastor. They just thought that I was there eating barbecue or the salad bar at Sonny's or whatever. And in the meantime, they were doing the kingdom of darkness work instead of the kingdom of God's work. And so I don't know what church you go to, but please, when it comes to speaking to your pastor, when it comes to speaking about others or to others about your pastor, please do not speak evil of them. Please. Because it is not something that God is going to reward. It is going to be something that God will punish. So guard your tongue. Guard your tongue. Because, again, sin always has an increasing lust for more. I will tell you another reason. I'm going to tell you two reasons. Sin's, it's going to have an increasing lust for more, and that it's going to not stop with the pastor. It'll go on. It'll move to somebody else. It becomes a raging inferno. The tongue becomes a raging inferno. It talks about that in James. And so you don't want to be guilty at one level, because that level is going to reach to an even deeper level of sin. And before long, you are going to find yourself speaking evil about everybody. You don't want that. The second reason that I tell you that you don't want to be guilty of blaspheming those in authority over you is because one day you may be the person that is in authority. And you don't want to have sown seeds into that realm where you are going to reap a harvest of people constantly beating you down and speaking evil of you. You don't want to do it. Okay? I've worked for a number of different pastors, and I want you to know, some of them have worked out phenomenally well. Some of them, we hit a few bumps in the road. Some of them, we had major challenges and ended up going our different ways. but I don't speak evil about any one of them. I could take the most difficult situation out of all of those that I just mentioned, and I could tell you this: that man had a gift from God that was very, very effective. And he was one who fired me. Okay, so now you know, Pastor Bob's been fired before. Yeah, I have, a couple of times. Wasn't fun either time. Wasn't fun or enjoyable either time. But you know what? I'm still not going to speak evil about them. I'm still not going to undermine them. Instead, I can say, you know what? That person has giftings from God that is valuable to the kingdom of God, and they need to be utilized. And I need to utilize my gifts. And if we don't get to utilize the gifts together, then, you know, praise God, we will worship around the throne when we're both in our perfected bodies. But it says these people are not afraid to speak evil of dignitaries. Again, the second reason is, in case you're ever that person that is supposed to be treated well and spoken well of, and if you've sown seeds, you don't want to reap that harvest. Let's look at verse number 11. It says, whereas angels who are greater in power and might do not bring a reviling accusation against them before the Lord. And so these people do it without fear, without shame, without discourse, and yet angels who stand in the presence of God do not even dare to, it says they do not bring a reviling accusation, even though they are greater in power and might. So I want to encourage you to, that whenever you are in a situation, that you would look at this and say, you know what, this could be a trap from the enemy that's setting me up for destruction instead of blessing. So I want to be careful about that. But I want to also challenge you, look to heaven. Look to heaven. Look to those in authority over you and say, what are they doing? You know, when the disciples were crossing the boat and Jesus was asleep up in the front of the boat, they thought he didn't care. They said, don't you care that we're going to drown? We're all going to drown right here in the middle. And Jesus said, where is your faith? You have so little faith. I want to encourage you, if you ever want to know what to do, get your eyes on Jesus and see how he's reacting to the situation. I will tell you this, if you got a diagnosis today, look to Jesus. He is your healer. Look to Jesus. That's what I just preached on this last week, is Jesus is our healer. And so I encourage you that if you're going through a tumultuous time, look to Jesus and see how he's responding. I can tell you where you'll find him. You will find him on the throne. You will find him ruling and reigning. You will find him in perfect control of the situation. You will find that he is acting in manners that you may not see, that you may not be privy to, but you will find that he is still in control. Keep your eyes on Jesus and behave in that same way. Okay, so we do not want to be guilty of blasphemy. I'm telling you, it is a path that you do not want to go down. So let's take the last few minutes here of the program today. I don't often take the opportunity to mention here towards the end of the program, but if you have needs or prayer requests and you need someone to stand in faith with you, please contact us, because we would love to take those needs before the throne of grace with you, so that you can find help in the time of need. Also, if you have a praise report, that something good that God has done, maybe something that you heard on the radio program that was a blessing to your life, if you wouldn't mind just dropping a little note every now and then, that is very, very helpful to those of us who are, trying to be effective here for the kingdom of God. It builds us up a little bit. It helps equip us to know that we are doing effective work for the kingdom of God. We love to share praise reports because we overcome through the word of God and through the word of our testimony, through the blood of the Lamb. And so we like to utilize those testimonies for advancing faith in the kingdom of God. So if you have a praise report, please don't hesitate to share that. And so today I pray that you will look for a creative way to bless a veteran, and also that you might look for a creative way just to bless somebody else that was in need. Last Wednesday, a lady mentioned in our vintage service that she had been shopping in a store, and they were having some problems with their equipment, and so that she wasn't able to use her debit card. But there was a person behind them. She ended up just being a couple of dollars short as far as cash to be able to handle the transaction herself. And so the person just stepped up and said, "You know what? I will pay that balance for her." And she said, "Are you a Christian?" And they said, yes, we are. And it was kind of interesting because I had been in a store and there was a person in the store that had the exact same sort of situation, same store, same situation. But there were two of them, and they were ended up being just a couple of dollars short between them. And so they were making a phone call and they were going to get somebody to come down and pay off the balance. And I said, "You know what? I will pay that situation." So those little unique opportunities that we get to be a blessing in the community, we shouldn't take those for granted. People really do notice. I tell you, the couple of people notice, the people that you blessed, and also the person that is there handling that transaction. They will look at you and say, "Why would you do something like that?" And say, "Hey, I just want to be a blessing because my Lord has been a blessing to me." Let's pray today that God would take control of our mouths and that we would not be speaking evil about things God wants us to treat in a blessed manner. Let's pray that he would be Lord over our tongue today. How about let's not starting a fire today? Let's put one out. Amen? Father, I just pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would be Lord over my tongue, that you would be Lord over the tongues of those who are listening today. God, we do not want to be guilty of blasphemy. We do not want to blaspheme you. We do not want to blaspheme Jesus, and we certainly don't want to blaspheme the Holy Spirit. And Lord, we also don't want to blaspheme. We don't want to speak evil about those people you have brought into our life that we should treat with dignity and respect. I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that you would rule and reign over our tongues. May our mouths be a source of blessing this day, in Jesus' name. Bless those veterans and give them more than they deserve. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25. He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.